Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of John chapter 15. Jesus is speaking. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but must remain in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
Years ago, says Dr. Stanley, I lived in Fruitland, North Carolina. It was apple country, and several of my parishioners were growers. When I stopped by to visit one of them, I found him mercilessly cutting branches from one of the trees. He told me that to produce an abundant crop of the best fruit, he had to prune the branches. It might look as if the tree was going to die, but new growth would spring from the wounds. Our conversation helped me understand why the Lord sometimes acts as a pruning knife in our lives. To get a plentiful crop of spiritual fruit, he must remove anything that hinders those of us who are believers from becoming the person he designed us to be. The process is often painful, as God cuts away fleshly habits and worldly attitudes, but his pruning results in us becoming a more accurate reflection of Jesus Christ. Being loved by God doesn't mean being coddled. Our comfort is not his primary interest. Just as a grower prunes an apple tree to get a bountiful harvest, so God must sometimes cause us pain in order to bring forth greater spiritual growth, Christ-like character, and abundance.